Lorraine, you've had a busy morning at the summer camps. How much do you enjoy this side of things?
Oh, it's just amazing just to meet all the fans and all the wannabe netball players. It's just fantastic. Really good opportunity to see them and see them play and work on things that they want to get better at, really, to become better netballers.
Since last time we spoke, there's obviously been a good half of the season or thereabouts. Has it changed much since last time you were playing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. The league's changed massively. I mean, it's always been really competitive, but obviously even more so now. I mean, you can't really see who's going to win straight away. I think you might think, oh, this team's definitely going to win this match, but you just can't. It's just going either way now. And I think it's really tough on umpires now because the game is just so more contested now. So, yeah, the game's changed hugely.
Have you been pleased with how you've been getting on so far?
Yeah, I've been very pleased. First time that I've got lots more court time, and I've just really enjoyed that this season. Playing with different players like Holland and Nade has been really nice as well, and to go represent Surrey Storm.
Have you got a favourite game so far?
It has to be the Celtic Dragons game. It was against my old team. It was great to play against the players that I used to play with, but also because I got player of the match. So it was the first for me.
Did you get a nice shiny trophy or a medal?
No shiny trophy or medal.
Oh.
But it's okay. I was just happy with player of the match and to be able to just play with all the girls.
How were you with all this travelling? I mean, there was a long trip back and forward to Glasgow and then you've got things like delays on top of that for Sirens. Are you all right with the travelling?
Yeah, I mean, the travelling is tough, but I think, we're used to it. We've got our S&C team, which have really helped this season with what we're doing before games and when we're travelling, what we're doing to make sure that we're ready for the game. So although the travel is hard, I mean, we're really lucky to fly to Glasgow, so it wasn't too bad. But yeah, we've got thunder this weekend, so it'll be a bit of a long journey, but set off nice and early, so hopefully we'll get there in time and then be able to do our rehab session before, be ready for the game.
I get the impression that members of Storm must be pleased with how things are going, and that bond there between you all is certainly there.
Yeah, it's really, really key. We're just a real big team this season, and everyone's opinion is valued, everybody is listened to, and I think that's just key to make a team. We all work really hard for each other, and that's been great this season.
How have you seen the rest of the league? Any team impress you? Any player in another franchise caught your eye?
God, it's hard to pick out individuals, really, but teams-wise, I think all the teams are strong in a different way. It's really hard to see who's going to win at this point because every team is developing, every team is changing game after game. Really tough to see, but to make that decision. But I'm enjoying watching everybody, to be honest, because you can't really tell what's going to happen, really.
Somebody called Greenway made her debut for Wasps last week, so if I was you, I'd keep an eye out for her.
Yeah, definitely. She's such a key player in that attacking end for Wasps. To be fair, you know, we didn't come back, but she'll make a big impact for them.
Mavs, the next game against them is going to be at the Copper Box at the end of the month. Will you be going into that with a similar kind of game plan to London Live or something completely different?
Not our home game, so yeah, I reckon it should be roughly the same sort of format, but it'll be different because obviously it'll be an away game for us, but I'm sure it'll be just as good, you know, atmosphere wise and just another great opportunity to play in front of so many fans.
You know that the support will be there, obviously, with it being quite local and Copperbox, the amazing venue that it is.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to playing again in front of a nice large crowd.
How is everybody going into Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's looking good. Everybody's focusing on this game. Obviously, we've had two losses, but we just want to come back, work hard for each other, as we have been doing, and, yeah, just put out a good team performance.